This is Southwest Health Talk, the podcast series from Inland Valley and Rancho Springs Medical Centers. Here's Melanie Cole.
The emergency departments at Southwest Healthcare System, Inland Valley Medical Center, and Rancho Springs Medical Center play an essential role in meeting the urgent healthcare needs of residents of Southwest Riverside County. Here to tell us more is my guest, Dr. Reza Vyazazizi. He's the Chief of Staff for Southwest Healthcare System. Welcome to the show, Dr. V. So tell us a little bit about some of the benefits that each ER brings to their respective communities.
Hi, Melanie. Thanks for having me. There are a number of things, and I'll try to be brief, but try to hit on most of them. So at Inland Valley Medical Center, which is one of the campuses you're referring to, we are a Level 2 trauma center. We are designated by the County of Riverside and in the current process of getting verification by American College of Surgeons. As a Level 2 trauma center, we have a fully comprehensive trauma team that is on standby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to arrival of any trauma patients by EMS or even by walk-in. This is a big thing because in a trauma patient, time is of an essence, and having an organized, pre-planned response to the most injured patient becomes a major variable in survival of those patients. So we really pride ourselves in maintaining that team, which is a multidisciplinary team involving trauma surgeons, emergency department physician, orthopedic surgeons, as well as neurosurgeons and other critical care specialists that come together in a very, very rapid way to take care of the trauma patient. So I think we've been very proud of that service at Inland Valley. This is on top of Inland Valley being a basic emergency department, fully staffed with board-certified emergency physicians to take care of any acute illness or injury that may present to our doors. And to be a basic community hospital, we see all gamuts of basic medical emergencies at Inland Valley. Now, I'm assuming you do want me to speak a bit about Rancho Springs Medical Center, and they do have their own focus and specialty. They're not a trauma center, but they do a focus on women and children's services. So our colleagues from Children's Hospital, Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego, operate an embedded emergency department with board-certified pediatric emergency physicians. Not 24 hours, but during the 18 hours of the day where they're there physically seeing most of our children under age 14. And this brings a level of expertise that currently doesn't exist anywhere in the South Riverside County Valley area with connection to a tertiary care center such as the Children's Hospital in San Diego. On top of that, we do have a very active labor and delivery service upstairs where the emergency department becomes a strong support for them, where we are able to triage patients and direct them upstairs immediately if they present with any labor or delivery complaints, as well as postpartum questions and complaints where patients will be referred to our emergency department to be seen by our board-certified emergency physicians in consultations with community OBGYN physicians. So I think that the services at Inland Valley Medical Center and Rancho Springs Medical Centers are very complementary to each other and really provide a comprehensive set of emergency services to our community in Southwest Riverside County.
So tell us about your ER reserve and your process of how you can move patients quickly from arrival to doctor.
So, Melanie, ER reserve is the beginning of our focus on rapid movement of patients through our emergency department. One of the challenges, obviously, in the emergency department is that we do get a regular flow of quite ill and critically injured patients, which can really take our resources offline. And the people that end up not getting the services they're coming to ER for are those who do have a need to be in ER, but they're not as ill or as injured. So we have a process by which folks that are able to come to the emergency department for an unexpected medical issue or a medical emergency, where they can log on to the website, kind of declare that they're on their way, they wish to come to see us. That allows us to kind of understand what our volume would be and predict what our staffing needs to be and have created pathways that augment that ER reserve. So when you go to the website, you make a reservation that you say, I'm coming into emergency department because my wrist was injured and I don't know if it's broken and I need x-ray, but I will be there in an hour and a half, and I will drive myself in. Then our fast track area, which is dedicated to these walk-in injuries and walk-in patients, can actually anticipate the volume they're seeing and would be seeing in the next hour or two and make sure the proper staffing is at hand to take care of their needs. When they arrive there and they declare that they have made a reservation, oftentimes they will see a much more expeditious movement through a protected pathway, such as our fast track, to get to see a provider and get the diagnostic tests that are required ordered, and hopefully treated and released in a very rapid order. We try to do that in less than 2 hours for them from the time they arrive to the time they get all of their care done and are actually walking out to go home. So it's really one of the things we are trying to do for the community, because we understand, despite the fact that we have to take care of those very sick and very severely injured patients, we also provide a sizable service to those who walk into our emergency rooms and really are looking for a very compassionate but also timely and rapid care for their injury or illness.
Dr. V, what would you like them to bring to their ER reserve visit?
You know, I think the ER reserve is obviously not something that's a life-threatening emergency. So we definitely want you to contact 911 if you feel like there is a life-threatening emergency. Even if you're wrong at the end, it's better to err on the side of caution and contact 911. That will be the quickest way to get the ER. But if you do have an injury or an illness that is not life-threatening but obviously cannot wait for your next doctor's appointment, and you really have no choice but come into the emergency department, or perhaps your own physician is telling you that you should come to the emergency department for prompt evaluation and care, at that time, I think you can make a reservation on ER reserve and then tell us when you could be there, and we will try to anticipate your arrival. In terms of what to bring with you, I think it's always helpful if you have in writing your medical records. What we really need is a summary list of your medical conditions and mostly your medications, and obviously your primary medical physician, who we can potentially contact if we need to verify some of the information. But other than that, just yourself. And, you know, one other variable that often patients forget that I would like to encourage them to do is not drive themselves to the emergency room. Often we can treat you with medications that affect your ability to operate a motor vehicle after your visit in the emergency department. Having the ability to have a friend or family then drive you home becomes crucial and important. It certainly doesn't prohibit us from being able to offer you all the treatments that you're entitled to just because we're worried about you having to drive a motor vehicle leaving the emergency department.
Dr. V, tell us what it means to be an advanced primary stroke center. What does that mean for patients?
So we are fortunate to have received our designation by Joint Commission to be an advanced primary stroke center. So if you could imagine and correlate a trauma center readiness for a trauma patient, you understand what a stroke center readiness is for a stroke patient. So we are by far the place a stroke patient needs to be when they feel or they suspect a sudden stroke. A stroke is a sensitive, time-sensitive illness. Treatments are only effective when provided in a rapid, time-sensitive fashion. And if we lose the treatment window, we lose the opportunity to use the treatment that can potentially make a big difference in the outcome of a stroke patient and the amount of disability they suffer from. So coming, I would recommend that if you suspect you're having a stroke, to contact 911 immediately. And they 911 crew know all the designated primary and designated advanced primary stroke centers and can take you to the closest stroke center. But Inland Valley Medical Center and Rancho Springs Medical Centers are both advanced primary stroke centers, and they have an organized stroke team that responds to all suspected stroke patients that arrive in the emergency department with a very rapid evaluation, diagnostic imaging, including a CAT scan, and identification of a stroke and offering treatment for the stroke, which may include TPA, which is a clot-busting drug that hopefully will remove the obstruction to the brain and allows recovery of a function for a stroke patient. So I think our commitment as an advanced primary stroke center to have those teams and specialties and subspecialists available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is a huge service that we strive to provide to our community.
In just the last few minutes, Dr. V, what would you like people to know about the emergency services offered at Southwest Healthcare System? Why should they come there for their care?
That's a very good question, Melanie, and I think if I was to summarize it, I think we did cover some of the definite advanced services we provide at both of our campuses, including our trauma center, certainly our stroke center, our focus on pediatric and women's services at Rancho Springs. I think all of those are clearly good reasons to consider Southwest Healthcare campuses, both Inland Valley Medical Center and Rancho Springs Medical Centers, as reasons to come if you have a need for emergency services. But I think one final thing that didn't get captured in our conversation so far that I can put on the table is that our physicians at the emergency departments at Inland Valley Medical Center and Rancho Springs Medical Centers, as well as our nursing staff and a large number of our specialists and subspecialists, are community residents. They live in Southwest Riverside. So if they were to be faced with an emergency, they would themselves choose to go to these facilities because they know the level of services that are provided there. So we are a community service for our community, and our service providers are members of the community. So we take pride in providing those services to our community because we know our own family and friends would someday, hopefully not, but if the need arose, they would be also using those services. And I think that's probably the biggest compliment I can make as a chief of staff for the men and women that work every day at Inland Valley Medical Center and Rancho Springs Medical Center.
Thank you so much, Dr. V, for being with us today. You're listening to Southwest Health Talk with Southwest Healthcare System, building relationships that touch the heart. For more information, you can go to swhealthcaresystem.com. That's swhealthcaresystem.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Southwest Healthcare System. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.